Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of many books, including a number on economics and also the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series, six of those puppies. Ray, which we were talking in the previous segment about healthcare, the healthcare failure last week, the epic fail last week, and everybody knows why, I think, by now. So, is it possible that this could come up again? Could they circle back with this and try it again this year?
Well, you know, that's the thing about, you just don't know. I mean, today more than ever, you don't know what's going to happen. At least I don't, in the political world. But, you know, remember when you go back to the last time we had substantive tax reform back in the 1986, that was declared dead mm-hmm. several times.
Yep.
So, and it came back, and it most, you know, sometimes the most interesting people wind up bringing
something
back.
My question is, if you and I believe that Obamacare is going to implode, and I not only believe it, we've been watching it since he signed the law.
Right.
It's been falling apart, folks, since a week after he signed the law into law in 2010. It's been falling apart. Pieces have been falling off of it. So if this thing gets into more dire straits, is it possible if they ran it back through that they might have maybe pick up 10 Freedom Caucus members and 10 Democrats who are up for election in a tough election?
Yeah, well, I mean, none of the Freedom Caucus guys are up for any kind of tough elections.
No, but I mean, but maybe when they see how bad things are, you know, they've already lost one of their guys today.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I mean, I can't predict.
So it's possible, right? But so what I wanted to say to Senator,
but there are smaller steps that are going to, things are going, something's going to have to happen, okay? Because you're going to have to deal with the failure of the system, and you know,
what's that going to look like? What's failure? What is a total collapse? It's like about a 75% collapse right now. What's a total collapse of Obamacare look like?
Well, I mean, even fewer choices and even higher costs is all. And are you, you know, are small businesses, you know, where are they going to wind up going for coverage? Where mm-hmm. are individuals going to wind up going?
They're already in
right.
trouble.
These are the questions, and if it continues down, well, Obamacare will continue. So you're going to have to figure out how do you mm-hmm. deal with this without. The first step of a major...
Will this help or hurt tax reform coming up?
Well, that's it makes it much more difficult, far more difficult, because you had the elimination of 14 taxes, right? I mean, you had the elimination of the Obamacare capital gains tax, go on down the list, and you also had nearly $1 trillion of cuts in government spending over a decade. Now you're going to have to deal with that in tax reform.
The reason they went with health care first was because it gave them a little boost for the real tax reform, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and it had a pro growth boost as well. You know, the other part of this equation is, you know, when you talk about, some people are saying, well, what does this mean for the Trump voters, quote unquote? Well, the Trump voters and any other type of voter out there is only going to be helped through faster economic growth. The problem we're in is that we have miserable economic growth, which equals miserable job creation.
And we kind of still do.
Of course we do. That's not changing just because of an election. You actually have to
And
see
it's
policy.
Not going to change because of some kind of a Trump bounce on Wall Street either. We're not seeing any of this on Wall Street, on Main Street.
Right. You have to see actual, there's great, listen, the optimism is up among small business owners, but they still have to see
We polled our audience, Ray, and only about a third are seeing real improvement. The others are just saying we're hearing about stuff, but we're not seeing it yet.
Right, and they have to see it. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, this is not feel good mushy stuff. They have to see the actual policy.
Main Street is not an emotional, like Wall Street is.
Right, so they can carry through. They're able to see changes that will allow them to carry through on investing and expanding their business and creating new jobs. That's the bottom line here. So the first, unfortunately, out of the gate, the big first promise of you know, starting the process of repealing Obamacare has bombed. So now the question is, okay, where do we go from here? Jim, they're going to have to come back to health care one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And when you deal with tax reform, that's what they're saying is next.
Is it possible?
Right. We support tax reform, but
is it possible that could get roped together? That could be put together?
Wow. If you couldn't get everybody behind
I know it sounds like it, but I'm really not smoking wacky weed.
I can't imagine that. I mean,
yeah.
It's just it's hard to fathom.
So do you see there being legislative successes for the Republicans and President Trump this year?
Oh, sure. There are going to be legislative successes along the way. The question is, obviously, what are they? How substantive are they going to be? Are they going to the worst-case scenario, well, there are a lot of worst-case scenarios, but you don't want to see tax reform, for example, because it's hard or harder now, degrade into something that doesn't achieve what we want tax reform to achieve, and that is establishing a pro-growth tax system in this country. And if we put in all this time and resources and everything, and we get something that's just kind of eh or meh, however you want to put it, then what was the point here?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're out front. You know, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Councils, we're working with everybody on health care reform, tax reform, name it. So we're pushing the agenda forward.
Right.
But
I need your website, by the way.
SBEcouncil.org.
Check it out, folks. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ray to talk a little more about the economy going forward and what's the impact of all this on the Main Street economy. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.